אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yeah, that's right. This week, social media giant Facebook will now ban any posts that deny or distort the Holocaust. We spoke to Sydney Shoah survivor Francine Lazarus, who told us it's a relief to know that Holocaust deniers won't have Facebook as a platform anymore to spread their venom. She's a child survivor from Belgium whose father died in Auschwitz and was among a group of Australian Holocaust survivors who had actually campaigned against Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to kick Holocaust deniers out of its platform. This was headed by the Anti-Defamation Commission, this campaign. And it's interesting because two years ago, Zuckerberg, who is Jewish, triggered widespread anger after stating that while it's deeply offensive to deny the Shoah, he said at the time, I don't believe that our platform should take that down because I think there are things that different people get wrong and I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong. But last Tuesday, the Facebook founder had a change of heart. He said, I've struggled with the tension between standing for free expression and the harm caused by minimizing or denying the horror of the Holocaust.
Maybe he realized that Holocaust denial is a form of anti-Semitism. It's about time that Mr. Zuckerberg realized that. That's it's right. Not just Holocaust denial and it's not just misinformed. There is a whole agenda behind it. And that's why we Jewish people will get very upset with all this Holocaust denial. That what will make a story that 6 million Jews were murdered. And this is, I think, a conservative number. If you an historian and you actually learn and study the Shoah, it's horrendous. Shane, on a totally different topic, we all watched the budget last week and a few interesting things came out of the budget. One of them was that UNRWA, the contribution to UNRWA from Australia, that was $20 million. Yeah, it was $20 million, was halved.
Yeah, that's right. So UNRWA is the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. And it provides social services, healthcare and schooling to Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon and Syria. And generations of Palestinians in perpetuity qualify as refugees under that organization, which is a status not given to any other people on earth. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin welcomed this halving of Australian funding for that organisation. He said the existence of an agency dedicated to sustaining generation after generation of Palestinians in the false belief that they are refugees from Israel and entitled to return to it is at the very heart of why this conflict remains unsolved. And Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Liebler said, we have no objection to the provision of humanitarian aid to Palestinians on the condition that there are mechanisms in place to ensure the funds are directed towards humanitarian causes rather than incitement of violence and corruption.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. There's good news for anyone that likes history, especially Australian Jewish history. It's going to go online, like a treasure trove, they say.
That's right. It's actually going to go on the platform Trove, and it'll include 180 years of Australian Jewish history at the fingertips of anyone, all for free. It's a new collaboration between the National Library of Australia, the National Library of Israel and the Australian Jewish Historical Society, and it will see the digitising of more than 200,000 pages across 180 years of Australian Jewish newspapers, and the collection will be fully searchable from anywhere in the world through Trove, Australia's free online research portal, and the Historical Jewish Press Project. All issues of the Australian Jewish News, right from day one, will be digitized. Most of it will be done by March, April next year, as will all other Australian Jewish newspapers that have been published up to the copyright date of 1954.
This is amazing news. I'm looking forward to it because I love history. And Shane, what did the 2016 census and Gen 17 find out about Jewish education?
Yes, so the survey found that the number of Jewish primary school children actually increased by 26% between 2006 and 2016, which may have been surprising to many people. JCA demographer David Graham observed, though, that this unusually large cohort follows a similar spike in numbers of baby boomers reaching their 70s. And these people are these children's grandchildren from the baby boomers coming through now in primary schools. So in about 5 years from now, he said this will peak and it will have passed. So it's not something that will probably continue beyond the current primary school demographic. But also the survey found that between 2006 and 2016, the number of Jewish children in public primary schools increased by a whopping 64%.
Wow, that's a lot.
And maybe something to do with it is that the survey findings also suggested that the cost of Jewish schooling has played a major factor in education choices in this period.
And Shane, a new president for the Great Synagogue.
Yes, David Lewis is the new president. He has five generations of his family with direct links with the history of the shul. He's the fifth member of his family to become president.
Wow, so he's fifth generation Australian Jews that played an important part in the Great Synagogue. So you can go back more than 100 years if it's the fifth generation.
And his daughters will be the sixth generation. It's quite incredible. So he told us, my ghosts are all in there. And that is really powerful. So few people in the world can say that this has been my shul for that long. His great-great-grandmother, Rebecca Selig, was a founding member of the Great Synagogue in 1878.
Oh, wow.
But his family actually predates the building of the Great Synagogue, with members having formed part of the very old and now not existent York and Bridge Street synagogues from the early 1850s.
Now, this is quite amazing. So, new president for the Great Synagogue with a great history.
Absolutely. And he's replacing a longtime president, Justice Stephen Rothman. Praising the contribution of Rothman, Lewis said, we owe them, of course, an enormous debt of gratitude. I inherit their amazing work, and we're in a really good space now to take the shul to the next level.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a fantastic week. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.